I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. The House Education Committee will meet this week to review possible changes to Act 46, the state's new school district consolidation law. But as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, it's very unlikely that any final package will be voted on by the legislature until after town meeting day in March, and that timing could leave many school boards in budget limbo.
There's been a sharp debate over a provision of Act 46 that imposes a spending threshold on local school budgets. Here's how it works. Towns with the highest per-pupil spending rates can increase their budget by roughly 1%. Towns in the middle can increase their per-pupil spending by 2 or 3%. And the lowest-spending towns can raise their budgets by 4 or 5%. If towns go over these limits, they're subject to tough penalties. Most school boards are seeing their health care costs go up almost 8% next year, and they say with this increase, they'll have to cut other programs in their budget to come in under the cap. House Education Chairman David Sharp says one plan under consideration would exempt health care costs from local school budgets for the purpose of meeting the spending thresholds.
Health care costs are eating us alive in this state, whether we're talking about Medicaid and the general fund or whether we're talking about property taxes and funding schools. So that is one proposal. We'll look at numerous proposals. Repealing it, I don't think, is in the realm of possibility.
Some lawmakers think the whole concept of the spending caps is unconstitutional, and the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union is poised to help represent any town that challenges this part of Act 46. That's why Stowe Representative Heidi Sherman thinks the caps have to be taken out of the bill.
I think we're going to have some constitutional challenges come March. If we don't do something in the legislature, we're probably going to have a constitutional challenge, and I believe it will be a win.
If lawmakers do decide to alter Act 46, Representative Sharp says it will take several months for a final bill to emerge from the legislature. This timetable could put a lot of school boards in a tough situation because the budgets they present to voters on town meeting day won't be based on any changes that are made to the new law.
But some school districts are putting together two budget options. Getting something out before those budgets go to print is highly unlikely. Having the governor sign a bill by the 15th of January, I think, is pretty impossible. We are absolutely putting school board members and school boards in a difficult spot. There's no question about that.
Sharp says some school boards could choose to present voters with various spending options. Or they could pass a preliminary budget in March and consider an amended version once the legislature has taken final action on the bill. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.